BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, a very excellent innuendo bingo with Sam McTrusty off of Twin Atlantic, one of the best in some time. We were talking about people who do couple noises in relationships when they make them to each other. We have a caller that takes it to the next level. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real, and why you would not make Taylor Swift angry. Today on Innuendo Bingo, we've got Sam McTrusty off of Twin Atlantic playing at 1:45. About time we had some rock on Innuendo Bingo, and Sam's the man to provide it for us. Have you seen on the Twin Atlantic Twitter, they've put, London, Sam McTrusty is with you. Catch him getting wet with Scott and Chris this afternoon. And there's a picture of Sam outside our building at the BBC, holding his hands in the air.
Yes, massive, I'm just looking at it now.
Massive hands.
Like, they are, aren't they?
Like, bigger than his face.
Why is it... Do you know what? I wouldn't have noticed that. Now you say it, it's true. Do you reckon his hands are slightly out front, so there's a different perspective on the picture?
I'm going to check, because you wouldn't be able to get gloves for them in normal stores.
The Radio 1 Twitter's just retweeted that tweet. But yeah, you're right. Check it out. Massive hands. What's going on?
It could just be the angle of the picture, but I'm going to inspect them, babies, as soon as he gets in.
That sounds... Yeah.
1:45 this afternoon, Sam is with us to play Innuendo Bingo. I can't wait, it's been a while.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just a bit of a warning for you. Just after 2:30 this afternoon, we are going to do more on those couple noises. We were talking about it yesterday. We had Jess on the show, who does make strange noises with her boyfriend on the phone normally. And sometimes you overhear couples doing this.
Are you issuing some kind of cringe alert?
Yeah, because I didn't do it yesterday. And there are loads of people going, well, you could warn us if you're going to do something that cringe. So we're speaking to another girl today, but we're not going to get her to call her boyfriend to do the actual couple noises. But we are going to speak to her, and one or two may slip out.
Okay, because I mean, there was a horrible moment yesterday where they were both doing the noises at each other, and I remember sitting here just going, this is just weird now.
I apologise if that was a bit uncomfortable yesterday, but I'm giving you a warning now, just after 2:30 that's going to be on. But it won't be as cringe as yesterday, I don't think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know that you were in your pants last week on the Wheel of Liverpool?
Yes.
Do you need any more pants?
What makes you ask that?
I've got so many. I don't need this many. Right, because when I was on the Strictly tour, there's a dance where you have to wear an all-white outfit, so you have to wear white pants underneath. Mm. I was doing all my washing today, finally back home. I've got so many. I've got maybe, I'm saying, 10 pairs.
It's strange they had to give you spare pants for it, isn't it?
I had to buy my own, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, because I don't want to wear red boxers if I'm wearing a white suit, do I? Like white trousers. The only probably time I will ever wear a white suit.
So were you wearing two pairs of pants at a time?
No, I would just put on the white ones in the second half of the show.
And so now you want to get rid of all your white pants.
Yeah, I don't need that many white pants. And I know that sometimes you struggle with a pant. So,
but I don't want to wear yours.
I'm offering them up. I've washed them. Only one user.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, this is going to be good. Sam McTrusty from Twin Atlantic. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, I feel soothed already just by his voice. Hello. Say hello again.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Now, what happens is when we have an artist coming in or a celebrity, what happens is the team provide notes on that artist in case the presenter has not got a clue who they are. Luckily, I do know stuff about you. But
cool.
You've just seen the notes
that we've got
for Twin Atlantic, and that's a bit embarrassing. You probably shouldn't have seen those.
Well, that's okay.
Is there anything on there that you disagree with or you'd like to question?
Notice how I'm hiding my hands in that promo photo there.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I am.
I just noticed this on Twitter. You've got your hands behind your back again now.
Oh, that was a subliminal thing.
Oh, no, they're not as big as I thought they were going to be.
In the picture that you put up, massive hands.
Yeah, it's not photoshopped. I don't know what happened. It must have been some sort of light refraction.
I think maybe your hands were in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the picture that's on the Radio 1 Twitter and on the Twin Atlantic Twitter, they do actually look bigger than your face.
Are they?
Oh, hang on, maybe they are.
I mean, they're reasonable right. size, but we're not
someone
talking about Mickey
got
Mouse.
Big hands. Can I just put mine up?
Right, okay.
This is happening.
Really good on the radio.
One sec.
I'll let you know what happens, listeners.
Oh, I'm
I'm just beating you there.
Yeah, you are just beating me.
We're
going to
have a leaderboard before you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we're right. So I noticed on your Twitter yesterday, you said that you can't wait to get wet. Is that true?
I enjoy being wet or moist or, any liquid.
Excellent.
On me.
All right, good. Well, you're in the right game. Do you laugh at any innuendos generally?
It's a real problem that I've got.
Is it?
I'm too old to find them as funny as I do.
No, it's fine. We've been in this game for 3 years.
To be fair, the innuendos are strong on this show.
I love innuendos, man.
They're good.
Yeah.
And a lot of our listeners, loads of our listeners spot them on TV shows and they send them in. And we've got a fresh batch today, which I think you're going to enjoy.
Okay.
Keeping busy at the moment, Sam?
Very busy. We were doing a BBC Scotland session last night, so I was still recording at 11 o'clock last night.
In Scotland?
Yeah, in Glasgow.
Okay.
We're doing loads of stuff like this, getting ready for a headline tour in May, going to Australia on Monday.
Loads of innuendo bingo. Is that what you mean? Doing loads of innuendo bingos all over the place.
Yeah, loads of them. Loads of them.
That's what he's doing.
They're everywhere.
You're going to Australia, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never been before, so it's a kind of milestone for us.
And it's boiling hot.
It is. It's their summer, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm Scottish with fair skin.
Sorry, get the facts of 50 on it, you'll be all right. Okay, so we're going to set you in place now, boys. You'll notice that the studio is kind of dextered up. It looks like a lab in here. And that's because we can't get any of the studio wet. They don't like it.
Okay.
But there's a few rules to remember, Sam. Don't you really use the bin. That's just for just there for whatever. Use his face.
Okay.
And his general body area. You do the same, Chris. You know
absolutely.
The rules.
So you're saying that this is like the start, really, of innuendo bingo. It didn't feel like last one was proper.
To be honest, we had Chelsea Healy on last week. Do you know her?
Yeah. Yes.
And she was not feeling it.
Oh, really?
No, she didn't like it. She was like, oh, no, I've got my hair wet. But I know that this is going to be a different scenario. So if we sit you in place in the chairs,
okay.
And in a minute, you can watch this on the Radio 1 website at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The water is pretty cold, just to warn you, so don't swear when you get hit by the first jet.
I'll try.
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Stuart on Twitter says that is a great song from an amazing album. Chloe says, I'm ready to see Sam play Innuendo Bingo with Scott Mills and Chris. I wonder how this is going to go down. And Daisy and Heather say, I just love the way he looks, talks and sings. They make Sam McTrusty noises to each other. You know, we talk about the noises that couples make. We were doing this on the show yesterday. You know, the little lovey noises that couples make when they're together on the phone, like, oh, I miss you. They make Sam noises. They make the noises that you make. They kind of copy you. Yeah, I know.
That's not
all
weird.
Sorts. Listen to this show, Sam. All right, so we're going to play Innuendo Bingo now. If you want to get online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Right, Sam and Chris are in place and we are ready for it.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, bud.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you want to watch, jump online to Radio 1, get it up on your phone or whatever, or tablet, and you can watch this happening now. Just press play and you'll see Innuendo Bingo. If you can't watch it live now, we'll get a video for you later on YouTube. You ready, Sam?
No. But yes.
You've really got to fill your cheeks.
You've really got to fill up.
Let's do this.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, you took a massive load there. Of water. Okay, so we start with one of our favourite clips from last week with Chelsea Healy. It's just funny having the water in your mouth, I think. Chelsea wasn't feeling this one, but it was from Winter Watch. Mid-interview, Michaela Strachan gets asked to do something that she is not comfortable with.
What do you feel about smelling that, Michaela?
Yeah, I'll give it a sniff.
Give
Why
it a
not?
Sniff. Have a sniff of that.
Don't you push my head down.
Oh, that's how it's going to go. Sam went first and then Chris was...
I tried not to.
This is going to work one.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's Sam, your hair's dripping. It's dripping off your nose. Michaela Strachan there, and I knew this was going to be a good one.
Don't you push my head down.
Getting her to sniff some wildlife dung there.
We feel particularly close today. You know, I do this a lot.
Spiritually and physically.
Very close. Mm. Here we go.
Here we go. We're on. Over to the jump with Davina McCall on Channel 4. We join them. Have you seen the jump?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We join them during a part of the show which involves the mayor of the skiing village where they're filming. And afterwards, some people on Twitter were saying this idea probably wasn't the best.
They're going to be going head-to-head against the person whose number is drawn with theirs. So will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
Oh, no.
What was she thinking, man?
Oh, that's my new favourite, I think. Wow. How you feeling, Sam?
Oh, she knew that was going to get used on this.
Water, please. She probably did, yeah. She does listen. Sometimes Davina sends me texts with, like, oh, this would be good for Inuit Bingo.
Oh, she it's a Holmes under the hammer situation, then. She's putting them in on purpose. Mm.
Water, please.
That was a fool. A fool's spoon.
I know.
Davina?
So, Mayor Moisey, please, could you shake the ball bag for me? Thank you very much.
The mayor was just pulling the names out of contestants of his big ball bag there. Water, please.
Come on,
water.
Will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
Every time I play it, it's a fresh spray. It's not getting old. Thank you to Jen in Beckingham and literally hundreds of other people who emailed that in. Now we're going to a bit of a history lesson, and it's from Antiques Road Trip with Tim Wannacott. Even that's making Sam go a bit weird. The story is about King Charles II and also a member of the clergy.
Oh,
Chris. This is a brilliant one.
I'm sorry.
So it's okay.
Specific.
Is your hair waterproof? You've pre-treated your hair.
What do you mean a pre-treat? I don't even know what that means.
Hair.
What does that mean? Do you mean I've got Lego hair?
If you say
like
so.
It doesn't matter.
This is brilliant.
Like a duck's back. That's the last thing I see.
Yeah. Here we go. Alex in the office says, I've rearranged a difficult lunch schedule with my colleagues to watch Inuit Bingo with Sam. Mm. It's living up to expectations. Okay, so back to Antiques Road Trip. King Charles II and a member of the clergy.
Come on.
They cannot have been expecting the king to do this.
They came here hammering at the door, and of course Thomas Whitgreave immediately thought, goodness me, they've come for the king.
Whitgreave ushered the king through a secret passageway and down a priest's hole.
This is a brilliant. Sam, can you come and play this every week?
I'll be busy sometimes, but
down a priest's hole.
Thank you, Mark in Glasgow, for spotting that one.
Okay, someone from Glasgow.
Water, please. Mm-hmm. We're now going to an episode of Benidorm from a couple of weeks ago on ITV. We like to dot around all the programmes, highbrow or not. And here is Madge. Something's really been bothering Madge. Water, please. I don't blame her.
It's not the exercise I'm bothered about. It's just this path. It's so narrow that every time a lorry goes past, you look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's butt.
Oh, man.
These are good today. John in Edinburgh.
You've penetrated my underwear.
Oh, I know. No, you went through on the last one.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you spot anything.
You look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's butt.
Oh, Sam, you took water too
right
early.
Right, no.
Oh, no.
And now we're going to...
I'm waterlogged. That's how it feels.
My Chris, log has been watered.
I've got to say that you haven't been this wet in some time. Sam is giving it to you good. Okay, now we're going to Jamie and Jimmy's Friday Night Feast. This is a show where they put celebrities through their paces. And here's Jamie finding out how Ellie Goulding's got on. Nothing funny about Ellie Goulding, lads. Now, I wonder what challenge Ellie's done here. It does sound quite involved.
So, Ellie, you've done an amazing job. How do you feel all those punters out there are eating your burger?
This is ridiculous, this one.
It's a silly game now.
It's a silly now. Claire and Dan in Bournemouth sent us that one.
All those punters out there are eating your burger.
Okay. More water, please.
Do you feel like you're marinating right now? That's how wet it is.
Really saturated.
It's really gone through.
Yeah. Oh, it really has. Okay, now it's the turn of the one show's Matt Baker. Are you putting extra water in your pocket? For later. Good. Now, if you remember, Matt had suddenly decided to deny some rumours that had been going around about him and his co-host, as we played you last week.
We've had this great idea of asking kids to do their mum's makeup at the beginning of the day, and the mum gets sponsored.
An easy idea, but so effective.
I can't believe I haven't been let loose on your face yet.
Matt Baker there.
I can't believe I haven't been let loose on your face yet.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right, but there are a couple more. But we're wet now, we might as well continue, don't I mean?
True. Very true.
Now over to an innuendo bingo legend. It's Jonathan Agnew off of cricket. And he is on last week's Five Live breakfast show. As we join him, Rachel Burden is asking him about a recent news story. I don't really think, though, Agger, she was expecting this much detail.
An earthquake with a magnitude of 3.8 hit the county of Rutland in the East Midlands last night. Let's speak to someone who felt the earth move. Our cricket correspondent, Jonathan Agnew. Mr. Agnew, good morning. What happened?
Well, I was in bed with the dog.
Oh.
Actually, because my wife was working late.
Oh, no. That was too much of a build-up. You could have said anything, it would have been funny.
Oh, wow. Oh, what was that?
Excuse you.
What are you doing, Chris?
I'm just sort of filling up from high, because it's
really
uncomfortable.
Well, I was in bed with the dog.
Oh!
Actually, because my wife was working late.
Thank you, Agus.
Well, I was in bed with the dog.
We need to get him back on soon. Oh. And finally, an all-time classic. And it's another radio presenter asking someone about their evening. Water, please. Is it quite uncomfortable there, Chris?
Oh.
It's Simon Mayo on Radio 2 asking, I think accidentally, a very forward question. You right there, Chris? Are you about to blow? I knew it. Here we go. Simon Mayo on Radio 2.
Where are the fireworks, John?
At the marina here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, are you going with anyone special, or are you just going to go down on yourself?
I hope my girlfriend arrives.
That's a good one.
So, are you going with anyone special, or are you just going to go down on yourself?
Sam Trusty from Twin Atlantic. That was a great game of innuendo bingo, no doubt.
What a mate.
Thanks, bud.
Lads, that's the wettest it's been in some time. If you didn't catch it live, we'll get a video for you as soon as we can. Like, dripping wet there. Thank you, Sam.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills
Daily.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Scott.
You alright?
I'm alright. Are you alright?
I'm all good. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about noises that couples make to each other. And normally, the only time that we would get to hear them is if you're out with your mate and then you have to go and make the call to the boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Do you make noises like Jess from yesterday's show? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
There she is. Or...
Oh, I really miss you.
Or...
Oh.
It's weird hearing all the noises just like that. Absolutely no talking, just noises.
So I got your email. Do you do this?
Yeah, I do that. And me and my boyfriend have taken it one step further. And we've got our own language.
What do you mean?
Well, so... If I was to ring him now and say Mimi to him, then he would say Mamo back, and that would mean that everything's okay.
What?
Mimi, Mamo.
Right.
Scott, I don't understand.
Okay.
So if I said to you, Scott, Mimi, then you would say Mamo, and that would mean you're okay.
Okay, you do it.
Scott, Mimi.
Mamo.
Oh, you're okay. But if I say Mamo to you, then you have to say Mami back. Me,
mammy. Oh, I'm really confused.
What's going on?
Are there any other words that you use?
Yeah, so instead of saying I love you, we say Iwawo.
Oh, this is so weird. Why do you say Iwawo?
Iwawo, because it sounds like I love you.
No, it doesn't. Oh, no, it doesn't at all. This is, you're weird.
Absolute melt.
Oh.
And this guy says this in front of his friends?
No, he would never. He'd be mortified if he said it in front of his friends. He's a normal, sensible, functioning human being. This is just our little secret.
Yeah, but you said it annoys you if he doesn't do wow.
Yeah, so what he has to do is, like, really, really quiet down his voice and just go wow into the phone and then...
wow.
Yeah.
So what have we got? Let me write these down. What was the first one? Ee-wee-wee?
You're making us sound like fools, Chris. It's not ee-wee-wee.
What is it then?
Me, mama.
That's it. Me, mama. Mm-hmm. It's like I've not done this since French. Yeah. Me, mama. Repete and écoute.
Je voudrais Scott. No, that's wrong. Je m'appelle Scott. And what, I just said I would like Scott.
And what was I love you in your language?
Awawo.
See, it sounds like you're saying you love me. Awawo.
So if you rang him now, what's his name?
I can't tell. I can't.
All right.
He'd just kill me.
Yeah. If you rang him now, he would respond in this way.
What's your pet name for him?
I can't tell you that either.
Oh, go on.
It's a pet name. No one would.
Basically, they go along the theme of small woodland creatures. So it can vary. Oh.
This poor guy is somewhere.
If he's not in front of his friends, then he's more inventive than I am.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh. So what have you been? A badger? Squirrel?
No. Occasionally a squirrel,
yes. Yes. Hey, wow, squirrel.
Oh, no.
You're getting it.
You've taken this to the next level. Yesterday it was just noises. Now you've invented your own language.
Yeah. I think probably we've been together a bit too long. You know, like, it's getting a bit dangerous now. We don't talk in English. We talk in a different language.
And at the end of the call, what do you say to each other?
Oh, just a wow.
Is there any more complex stuff now that we've got the basics?
I don't know if you have got the basics. You know, that me, mama thing really threw you.
Yeah, but what, like, if we were going to move on in the language lesson, what would be in it?
I don't know. I think that's it. I think basically pick a small woodland creature and adopt that as a name for your loved one.
Mole.
Check if they're okay. Yeah, mole, that's a good one.
Oh, Molly.
Yeah, exactly.
Molly.
You've got it.
Right, okay, we've now learned the language, have we?
But you've got the basics, yeah.
What are you thinking of this, Mills? It's extreme.
Well, no, I mean, they're obviously very in love.
Yeah.
So we can't make light of that. But it is ridiculous.
I'm sensing some jealousy.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Does he ever call you a ferret?
That's not romantic. That's just smelly, isn't it? You've crossed a line.
You sound a bit like that. Do you know that Mishka the talking dog who's had like 90 million YouTube views?
Oh, thanks. I'm flattered.
Have you heard that?
No.
All right, listen to this.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Good girl.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
A wow-woo.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I actually do.
Put it on YouTube, you'll get loads of hits.
You and Scott probably have the same language, don't you? Like, the two of you probably have.
Do we?
A little.
No.
Probably.
I've never said a woo-woo-woo-woo-woo to him.
Yeah, not on air, because it's a private language.
No,
we don't have that kind of relationship.
Me, my mom, my molly.
No, stop it, it's really freaking me out.
Oh, look, you guys are so cute. Chris, next time you walk into the office, just go me, and then
Mama.
I'll go Mama.
Yeah.
Maybe we start the show like this tomorrow. Also, if you were going to compare Scott to a woodland creature, out of interest, what are you saying?
Maybe a little owl.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. Is that because I've got a fat face?
little fluffy owl.
Moon face. Thanks for getting in touch, Emma.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
And you are a very good girlfriend for keeping the identity of your boyfriend still a secret, even though we did ask.
Thanks, I think so.
Yeah. Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Maybe we need to stop with this couple noise stuff now. Faith loved it. That girl who has her own language with her bloke is an inspiration. But then someone else says, Scott, I really do love you on Radio 1, but please, please never do that again. Emma needs to be stopped.
Although you say that, you know, Taffy's tweet is so funny, but wanted her to call the boyfriend. So do I. I kind of... There is a mystery melt somewhere out there, isn't there?
Because you know that as soon as she went, Mimi, he would go, Mama! Mystery melt.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if you use social media, it's pretty likely that you've experienced some negative comments at some point. And as you would have heard, all this week on Radio 1, we're talking about online bullying and negativity. Because, as we all know, sometimes the internet isn't a very nice place. So we are spreading some love this week. If you check at BBC R1, you can see who we're throwing some love at today. I mean, they've been very, very loving, the Radio 1 Twitter today. It's just trying to make everything really up.
Yeah, a bit more positive today, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So we are tweeting some pretty over-the-top love to various celebrities. We're choosing followers at random as well, and we're sharing your positive messages online. If you or your friends are experiencing any kind of negativity online and you really feel that it is affecting you, if you search for BBC Advice, you'll get loads of information and support. 10 o'clock tonight, we've got experts in from thesite.org, and they'll be here to help if you are struggling with any kind of online bullying. It's all completely anonymous, and they will answer as many of your questions as they can get through. Head to BBC Advice, just search BBC Advice for more details. And tonight, this is something that I think a lot of people will be interested in. Chris is presenting Radio 1 Stories at 9 o'clock, and it's anti-social media, so it's young people sharing their experiences of bullying online, right?
Yeah, so it's about four young people, and they kind of have, like, I suppose you could say different degrees of celebrity, but they were all people who've been bullied online. So there's Olympic gymnast Beth Tweddle, a YouTuber called Tomska, who I'm sure lots of people know, Radio 1 teen hero Jack Gregory, who we know really well. Do you remember we presented his award at the Teen Awards?
Yeah, we surprised him at his school, didn't we, with his Teen Hero Award.
And also Maisie Williams. And basically it's hearing the stories of those four young people and about their experiences of online bullying. And I got together a panel of people. So there's a guy called Alex Holmes, who's an anti-bullying expert. There's also Dr. Aaron Balick, who a lot of people may have heard on The Surgery in previous years, but he's just a kind of wealth of knowledge on this issue.
And he's kind of like a psychotherapist.
Yeah, and he's so good at just explaining in a way that I can't do, like just helping break down a problem or break down a mind frame that you can be in if you're being bullied or if indeed you are a bully yourself or you think you might be a bully. It's just, he's a really interesting person to hear from. And also a lady called Emma, who is from thesite.org as well, and they got involved in this discussion, and we discussed the issues that were raised by the four young people involved. And it was just some really fascinating stuff. And I mean, what really stood out for me was Maisie Williams, when I found she was really honest, and she said that she's both been bullied, but because of that she also then became the bully because of it.
I think I've probably been the bullied and the bully countless times because I got Facebook and things when I was too young to deal with things maturely. Like, I wasn't mature enough to just sort of close the computer and talk to my mum. I was, like, saying this and calling someone that, and now, of course, I wouldn't handle it that way. But it's out there, and that's the internet, and it's there forever, and you've said those words, and just because you're not face-to-face with someone doesn't mean they didn't read those, and doesn't mean they didn't feel that hurt.
Really interesting.
I what was so nice for me getting involved in it is like, I'm no expert on bullying. I'm no expert on that front, and yes, there were a panel of people who were experts, but I kind of felt like my position in it was to say, look, there's always this advice that comes in, is people always say tell a teacher. Maybe it's not always as easy as that. And what, let's have a discussion about that. Let's have some real talk about what you can do if you're being bullied, or if you're just experiencing negativity, or if indeed you think you are a bully. So I just urge loads of people to listen to this tonight. It's on at 9 o'clock. It's just a real honest chat about this issue, and I'd love it if people listen and sort of get in touch with me, get in touch with Radio 1, and let's just make this a proper discussion tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be able to tweet about it at BBC R1 or get in touch. So it's Radio 1 Stories, anti-social media, tonight between 9 and 10. Have a listen. If you can't catch it live, get it on iPlayer as soon as it goes out.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Iggy on Twitter in Worcester. That track is getting her right in the mood to see You, Me at 6 and All Time Low in Birmingham tonight. That is Room to Breathe by You, Me at 6 on BBC Radio 1. Just trying to find my Birmingham thing. Oh, yeah, here's Sloth. Here.
Birmingham. Birmingham. Birmingham.
Also, Tom from Ipswich.
I didn't think that would ever get another airing.
Tom from Ipswich has been on. He's just this second met Benedict Cumberbatch at a service station, but didn't go in and ask for the photos, too scared. He says, Scott, can you put me in contact? How? I don't know Benedict Cumberbatch.
Did you just say service station, was it?
Yeah.
So we can assume he's in the car. He might be listening.
Yeah. Hello, Benedict. Do you know who he's really good friends with?
Judge Rinder.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Do you know who was at the Strictly tour on Saturday night, sat next to Susanna Reid off of Good Morning Britain?
Well, it's Cumberbatch or Rinder.
Judge Rinder.
Yes.
In the audience. That put me right off my dancing. I was even worse.
You sure it was him?
It was definitely him because he came up and went afterwards and went, hello, I voted for you.
Did he say something sassy?
No, not really, no. I was kind of unimpressed by how non-sassy he was. But he wasn't really on duty, do you know what I mean? He was in his... He didn't have the wig on and that. So, yeah. Like, you know, I think that's when the sass takes full hold.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Charlie Sloth.
Ah!
I haven't seen you in time,
it's been ages, cos!
Isn't it, though?
Have you missed me, Vinny, though?
Yeah, I have, though.
You're looking slick. I'm loving the way you're trying to steal my swag as well, wearing your jacket in the studio. That is hip-hop, fam. Oh, gosh.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even realise.
And the jacket is actually quite hip-hop as well.
Is it?
Doing your thing, fam.
It's true, you're both in your jackets here.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how right. We move.
Nothing but a coat on. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. It's nice to see you again.
To see you nice.
Yeah, you're looking well.
I always look well. Yeah. I'm always looking sick, bruv. That's how I roll.
And do you know what? As soon as you come into the studio, this is what is that smell?
B.O.
It smells good. No, it's not B.O. It smells good, you know.
It smells really good.
Yeah.
Is it?
You need to let us know what that is because...
I can't give away my secrets.
I reckon I know what it is.
What is it? Go on, write it down. He's writing it down. Nope.
Is it not?
Nope. That's an MC.
Is it?
Creed and Amai, Creed and Amai.
Oh, all right. Thanks for saying that. Charlie Slough is here to play Real or No Real. And also, an extra added bonus, we've got live Chris Smith with the news today, reading the Real or No Real facts.
That one is real.
So feel free to...
This is good.
Isn't it, though?
This is a good day.
Feel free to get involved, Chris Smith. Say what you want. Here's the first one on today's Real or No Real.
S Club 7's Rachel Stevens and TV's Judge Rinder were in the same class at school.
Oh, no way! No way! Is Judge Rinder on your radar, Charlie? Are you aware of Judge Rinder?
No. Oh my God, right, so Judge Rinder and Jeremy Kyle is made by the same people and it's got the same kind of people on it.
With their teeth!
Yeah, with the teeth.
Whoa!
Yeah, and the disputes.
Right, I need to watch this show.
Right, this... Honestly, once now we've told you about this will be your new favourite thing.
No way.
Honestly,
no way. It's going to take out Jeremy Kyle.
It's going to kick Kyle to the curb.
No way.
Right, listen to him. This is him in full sass mode. Imagine Judge Judy, but a lot camper.
Okay, let me check this out.
It sort of has all of the charm of a prison and all of the decorative quality of an airline salad.
I can't even remember what he was describing there, but it's sassy all the same.
What do you mean he likes quiche? Who likes quiche after 1988?
Yes.
Wow,
that's ultimate sass.
Wow.
Yeah,
check that out.
And he does actually call the people in his courtroom stupid.
Wow.
To their face.
It's amazing how many people are so stupid.
You know those Thug Life videos? He's like a constant Thug Life video, he is.
Really?
He's always got like a sassy return to everything.
For everything.
I'm going to check that out.
But honestly, if it's Jeremy Carr that you like, then Rinder will be your thing.
Oh, gosh.
He was in the audience at the Strictly tour the other night. Imagine how much that scared me.
Did you have a conversation?
No, I just saw him. I saw him afterwards, but I saw him in the front row. That put me right off my step.
Oh, well, there we go. That helps then, because Rachel Stevens is on the tour.
Nothing to do with that, though.
So, you don't know. So he was obviously there supporting Rachel Stevens because they went to school together.
I don't think he was. He's friends with Susanna Reid.
Oh, X Strictly legend.
Mm. So, Judge Rinder and Rachel Stevens from S Club 7 in the same class at school, real or no real?
I'm just going to say no real, just throw it out there.
I don't, it can't be, because I'd say she's a lot younger, so I'm going to go no real.
That one is real, cuz.
Oh, cuz!
Yes.
Hey, Milty, that tour must have paid well, because you're looking expensive today, fam. I swear you've got an extra ring on as well. Don't know.
What do you mean?
It's that platinum.
Platinum.
Platinum rings, sir.
So, Rachel Stevens and Robert Rinder were in the same class at school. Imagine it. Think about it, everybody. And next.
The staff at Tokyo Zoo spent yesterday chasing after a man in a tiger outfit as a drill for what they do if a real one escaped.
Hey, that's going to be quite different.
Yeah, strange job for someone, isn't it? Dressed as a tiger running around. It's like, why do you need him to be dressed as a tiger? Oh, interesting. Because it's obviously, it's not a tiger, so he could surely just be himself.
Hmm.
And do you reckon he had to run around going, rah?
I think it's, to make it look more realistic. Because if you're just running after a random bloke, I mean, that doesn't feel like a tiger, does it?
And did he get to act like a proper tiger? Did he get to just kind of prowl around and do whatever he wanted? And that'd be amazing.
I really hope so.
Oh, gosh.
So, Tokyo Zoo yesterday, were the staff chasing after a man in a tiger outfit just to so they can practice what they do if a real one did happen to escape?
Would you really chase a tiger, though, if it had escaped from the cage? You wouldn't chase it.
Come back.
I think it'd be chasing you, to be quite honest.
Mm. Maybe that's what they were testing. But then also, you'd kind of want something a bit more erratic, so why don't they just release a normal cat and out, and then just pretend it's a lion and go crazy? That'd be an amazing video. Everyone just well scared of a normal cat.
Going really slow.
Yeah.
Real or no real, Chris?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real, fam.
Oh, my gosh!
You think it might be more of a realistic tiger outfit, but no, it's a full Disneyland-style tiger outfit. Can I just show you this? Have a look. Look this up, okay? So it's Tama Zoo in Tokyo.
Oh, what is that? It's smiling.
Oh, wow. It's like a snow leopard.
Look at the guys behind on the nets.
It's not even on all fours, it's on two legs and waving.
It's massive pantomime tiger. Have a look, you'll find it online.
Incredible.
And next,
Avicii's song The Nights is the theme tune for the Danish National Lottery.
Oh, it could be. It does sound in parts a bit like a theme tune. I got to say, this song is now fully on for me. I, at first, didn't like it.
No.
Then I was like, actually, it's kind of all right. And now I think it's good. I'm there with it. What are you saying, Mills?
It's not his best.
Right, okay.
It's no levels.
Sloth?
Yeah, it's just whoosh, hoodie.
What?
Straight over my head.
Oh, I see. Like, once upon a younger year, when
all our shadows disappear, the animals. Maybe not this bit. When it goes into
I know the record, cuz. I don't know. Obviously, I know this.
Maybe when it goes into the instrumental bit, that could be the theme tune for the Danish National Lottery.
I think we should all be exceptionally positive about it today as well.
Do you know what? It's his best work.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this is brilliant.
It doesn't sound anything like Timber.
Or country and western.
No, it doesn't.
I like this bit. It's good.
Hey! Oi, oi! Come on!
Is this the Danish National Lottery theme tune, though?
I wish it was. I'm going to say real in the hope.
Do you remember that Avicii, when Sweden held Eurovision 2 years ago, wrote all the theme music for that, for Eurovision?
Did he?
Wow. Did they win?
Yeah, they won the year before, that's why it was there.
Do you mean
this
bit?
Yeah. Real or no real, Charlie?
No real, curse!
Real.
That one is no real.
No, it's made up.
Boom.
But they should make it that.
Do you know, I just noticed, Millsy, why is there, like, loads of pairs of jeans and underpants on the floor in the studio?
What? Oh, that's me.
What happened?
Oh, that's fitting you in a bingo.
Yes, I got drenched through, so...
Why do you just leave your dirty pants on
the
floor?
You've got pants on the floor, fam.
Disgusting.
Funnily enough, we're not at home. There's no washing line.
Well, funny enough, don't put them in the studio on the floor.
I'm guessing that ain't chocolate on your underwear, is it?
Oh, Charlie.
That's disgusting.
That's no real.
You might have them in your bedroom on the floor at home. Oh, but not here, please.
All right, Mama.
And next.
When George Ezra went travelling across Europe while writing his song Budapest, he stayed for one night at Home Alone actor Macaulay Culkin's house in Paris.
How would that work?
George Ezra, wow.
So, you know, he travelled all across Europe. He did a really good documentary with Hugh Stevens about it.
Okay, but it's not saying that he stayed with Macaulay Culkin. It's just staying at
stayed
his house.
In his house.
Okay. Well, which I can believe. And also, isn't he in a band now about pizzas? Am I wrong with this?
Is
this
Macaulay Culkin?
Yes, yeah. He's in a band and they go around the place singing about pizzas.
It's all gone a bit wrong. Do you think also, like, when George Ezra stepped in the door, like, he stepped on loads of broken toys?
It's a lovely thought.
Or there was a TV playing that film, Keep the Change, you filthy animal.
And an iron fell on his head.
A nice big ice cream just for me. So, I'm trying to think of any others. I think actually I did quite well there with the recall. Oh, I know. Like when he touches the door handle, it's been heated up.
Yeah, that was the best scene. That was the best scene.
It's really hot. Real or no real, please?
I'm going to go real.
Yeah, I wanted to go real, but obviously I like being different, so I'm going to say no real.
That one
no real.
Is real.
Yes, yeah. It is. What a life, eh? So George was supporting a singer called Adam Green, who happens to be friends with Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay lives in Paris, so when George needed somewhere to stay, he chanced his luck, text him, and they were like, yeah, go stay in Macaulay Culkin's house. How cool is that?
That's sick.
Isn't it sick? At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
It's a draw. I got 20, Charlie got 20.
Oh, gosh! Yay!
I'm really pleased you're back in my life.
I'm really pleased you're back in my life, Millsy. I've missed you. It's been an absolute nightmare without you.
Has it? Yeah. Who in particular?
I'm not going to mention no names.
Might have missed him, is it?
He gets on my nerves.
So,
I'm joking, I like him. And why is it? I'm just a joke. It's just a joke.
Come on, let's all be positive, please.
Come on. He knows I love him.
No what? Negativity.
Come on.
I know you're joking.
Dappy's on the show today.
Oh, Lord.
Yep, he's What's got he a saying? Present for me.
He sent me a DM the other day.
What did he say?
Can you say, sorry, I haven't replied, I'm busy.
That's a par.
It's not
That's
a par.
That's a par, fam. You
got the feeling that I want to feel. Charlie's on One Extra next, and it's Dev on Radio 1. I'll see you tomorrow. Those are the best bits of today's show. Join us tomorrow, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. If you can't make it live, get this podcast. Scott Mills.